Sonoma County supervisors didn't much like their options as they reviewed the proposed initiative. With more than enough petition signatures for it to qualify, they could only agree to place it on the ballot in November or adopt it immediately. Either way, they had no legal means to make any changes in the measure, which was extensively criticized and rebutted in a report to the board from Stephanie Larson, director of the University of California's Cooperative Extension Program.
The ordinance would also protect against any new genetic engineered crops, which might economically impact future agriculture. No organically certified farm has ever lost its USDA certification due to the presence of commingled biotech plant materials. And conventional markets may be put at an economic disadvantage if they are unable to compete with growers from adjacent counties. Finally, consumers who wish to avoid genetically engineered organisms in the marketplace already have that option through labels of non-GMO products and organic.
That set the stage for more than an hour of public comments, with supporters of the measure outnumbering detractors by more than 2-1. Among the backers was Evan Wigg, head of the Farmers Guild.
Sonoma County has a brand. We've spent a lot of money calling ourselves 100% sustainable. And I guarantee you the people who want sustainable food are also going to want to buy food that has no GMOs in it. So I encourage you to look at this as an economic, environmental, and agricultural boon to our community.
Longtime Petaluma dairyman Albert Strauss also urged support for the ban.
GMOs are a threat to our agricultural system. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's not something that is helping farmers be sustainable. So I urge you guys to approve this initiative.
But grape grower Jeff Carlton cautioned that his industry is anticipating that genetic engineering may soon help them combat some of their biggest pest problems.
We are close to having genetically engineered grapevines, which will reduce our pesticide use with powdery mildew and Pierce's disease, two of the biggest pests that we fight in the wine industry.
The initiative was also opposed by business groups, including the Farm Bureau and the Sonoma County Alliance, whose vice president, Brian Ling, joined other foes in asking the board to send the question to voters again.
We would like to follow up with the Farm Bureau's recommendation to put this on the ballot and let the process get some of these conflicting perceptions hopefully resolved, and we'll let the voters decide once again.
And that was just what Supervisor James Gore was prepared to do.
24,000 signatures earned the right to have this on the ballot. I can see that you've changed a little bit and would like us to adopt it as is, but I'm not inclined to do that because we have a beautiful, elegant, sometimes chaotic solution, which is called voting. That's the one thing that's in agreement here on both sides. Put it on the ballot. Let freedom reign.
The other supervisors concurred, albeit with less enthusiasm. David Rabbit lamenting the absence of an opportunity to address the measure's details.
It should go on the ballot. People should do their homework and really look at it and understand it. And it'd be nice to have that conversation as we sit down together before we get to this particular point in time.
Had the board instead adopted the measure as proposed, their only other option, they could have saved the extra cost of the election, but they were unanimously unwilling to appear to take sides in the renewed controversy. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.